What a do, Bo? It's your boy, James Andre Jefferson Jr. Hey, it's been a little hiatus on the podcast, and I got a lot I want to talk about. Probably posting this on the first of the year, so Happy New Year's to y'all. 2023 was a ghetto mess. We literally had billionaires, Elon Musk, and not Musk. He do be looking musty, though. Why do billionaires be looking musty? Like, look at every single one. Go look at a picture of Steve Jobs. Jeff Bezos is the only one that looks like he take a shower. I get you too busy making money and whatnot. And you ain't got time to take a shower and what. I get it. Get to the money. But can you put some fucking deodorant on or something like that? They talk about Trump smell like, they said he smelled like ketchup, butt, and like a third item. And I believe him. And this ain't no anti-MAGA, nothing like that. Because Joe Biden looked like he be stinking too, to be honest. Joe Biden be looking clean and shitty at the same time. And Trump just be looking orange and like he smell like Pepsi, apparently, I guess. But back to what I'm saying. Last year was a ghetto mess. My favorite story last year that I got to cover, that I followed every step. This is going to make me sound like a jackass. No, it ain't going to make me sound like a jackass. It's going to make me a jackass. Because I had too much fun covering the billionaire story. The submarine, the billionaires, the four billionaires, and one of them brought their son, and they went to go see the damn Titanic. And for whatever reason, they was down there to see the Titanic, when I can go on Google right now. Like, I could find actual HD 4K images of the Titanic on Google right now. So why they decided to go down to see the Titanic through 12 inches of thick pixie glass, that's beyond me. I have a better experience looking at the Titanic, looking at the joint James Cameron made, besides going to go see some rust. You went down there and you killed yourself. Y'all paid for the most expensive group suicide of all time. Oh, now this whole thing is demonetized. That be pissing me off that words like that could demonetize everything. Like, I hope, and I'm predicting comedy, stand-up comedy specifically, is going to come back heavy in 2024. It took a little bit of hiatus. A bunch of comedy specials came out, but they're not like the comedy specials. If you're my generation when you grew up, you knew the comedy specials back in the day. They were comedy specials. Now it's just like niggas just standing on stage for an hour and whatnot. But I think comedy took a step back because of the whole woke era and whatnot during like 2017, 2018. And I feel like people are joking again, and I feel like people are getting more fearless again. And I say that because I'm getting more fearless again. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. Cancel culture got to me. Am I recording? Oh, I was about to say, nigga, like, I ain't... Y'all gonna have to get the podcast from here. I was gonna start the video and be like, hold on, what's going on? But I really think that comedy, I think people, because this weird thing happened this year. It's almost like anti-cancel culture became cancel culture, but it brought a balance to things. It brought, because for a few years, it was one side really just canceled. Like, when Aunt Jemima got canceled, that's when I got unwoke. I took a nap after that. I went to sleep. I was so opposite of woke. I was in a concussion. That is what I'm trying to tell you. I was so upset. Like this was back in 2018 when this happened. Till this day, I think about it once a day. Like, damn, Aunt Jemima don't got a fucking job. That's why that syrup company, the one that was pandering, when you took Aunt Jemima away, that's why nobody knows who the fuck y'all are now. Y'all remind me of, Simone Biles' boyfriend or husband. I don't know y'all name, and I don't know that nigga name. There was a whole ordeal if you haven't heard Simone Biles. She's the greatest gymnastics, gymnasium, however you say the person that does gymnasium shit. She's the greatest of all time. Hey, it's not even close. Close. Her ignorant ass husband got on the damn, he was getting interviewed and pretty much was explaining like, how he thought he was the prize. How he thought he was the special one, why he was dating Simone Biles. And the weird thing is, and the reason why I've been talking about this is slow, because I've been trying to think of this nigga's name. This nigga got on the TV and said, I was the big person. I thought I was the person that was supposed to be this person or that person or this person. And everyone's going to know who I am. And you've been talked about in the news for about 2 weeks. And only 7 niggas know your name. But with that being said, come on, y'all need to shut the fuck up about this. That is a couple. That is an athlete and an athlete. If you know anything about athletes, they're competitive. And they love competing. If she ain't mad at it, why the fuck would I give a damn? You know, like, I get, nobody know the nigga. He shouldn't have said that. But if she ain't mad, why you mad at it? Y'all dragged this poor girl. Now the black community, like, I hate when this happens because, like, this black blog culture, they do this thing where they turn everyone against one person for something simple. Simone Biles is defending her husband. Her husband. And there are women in the comment section talking about, oh, you a pick Misha. You a pick me. Pick me. If you don't know what a pick me is, a pick me is when girls want to make, oh, to make it even simpler, a pick me is what girls call girls that pander to their man too much. Just like men call men that pander to their woman too much a simp. I think both those words are overused. You should never refer to a man or a woman as a simp or a pick me, a pick Misha when they are married. You know why? Because you're supposed to be a simp for your wife. You're supposed to be a pick me to your fucking husband. And your bitter ass wouldn't know that because you ain't had a man. No, you fucked a couple niggas back in the day. That's about it. But you ain't had a man to hold you down. And now you mad at a woman for defending her husband? Like, I get, the nigga shouldn't have said it. But a wife is supposed to defend their husband. What kind of relationship you want to be in? Just imagine you in a relationship, you married for however long, and yo, the soonest the court of public opinion starts talking about your man or woman, and then she's like, oh, I ain't fucking with you no more because the court of public opinion. Fuck the court of public opinion. You mine, I'm yours. Fuck these people out here. It's us versus y'all. So I'm mad at y'all getting on Simone Biles for defending her damn husband. Look, this is why I like doing these podcasts. Because I forgot. I wasn't even going to talk about that. I had one thing I wanted to talk about. And I haven't even started it. We damn near. Let me see. How many minutes did I say? We 8 minutes in. And come on. All right. So the thing that I wanted to talk about that really pissed me off this year was the Jonathan Majors outcome of that trial. I know. He was guilty of unintentionally assaulting her and some harassment. I forget, it was like second degree harassment, third degree harassment. I got a computer right here in front of me. Let me pull that up real quick before I get that information wrong. And then I got some white girl suing me. Like, oh yeah, defamation. Look, I can't even type quick enough. Let me see. Jonathan Majors trial. Convicted of assaulting his former girlfriend. See, this is what I want to talk about. This is exactly what I want to talk about. So, the New York AP News. This is what they lead with when you first click it. This is what most people read. Jonathan Majors was convicted Monday of assaulting his former girlfriend. What? It's true, yes. It's true. This is what the media be playing games. So when this news first broke out, if you remember, the way it was told, we thought Jonathan Majors slapped this hoe 38 times. We thought he threw her out the van, said, hey, bitch, don't you ever come back. We thought Jonathan Majors, the way the media told the story. But in the middle of all this was going on, the media didn't get loud about this part, that his charges were downgraded and there were charges added to her. The NYPD thought, oh, they had enough evidence information to arrest her as well. The prosecutor, which if you know anything about the criminal justice system, the way the prosecutor and how it's a, you get to vote or it's a, like a political position and all that shit, that shit is trash. Because all that person's trying to do is make sure they get another turn. A person that's dictating someone's whole life and when they do crimes and shit like that, they should not be in a position to be voted for to please the public. They shouldn't have to do that, because then to please the public, you're going to make the decisions you think the public wants you to make. I'm just saying that I always thought that about a prosecutor and the DAs and all that shit. I think you should have to work for that job. You should have to bust your ass and then you get it. I don't like people have to vote. I don't think it should be a political position, in my opinion. But so the prosecutor said, nah, here you go, white. I don't know this chick's name. And so pretty much he's guilty of unintentionally assaulting her when he was trying to grab his cell phone back. Now, y'all seen the videos. This is a 3-week-old story. Jonathan Majors ran from this white girl for miles. For block, they had city camera for blocks. This nigga ran a marathon to get away from this little white chick right here. Let me see. What's her name? Jonathan Majors. Because I be getting canceled. I keep saying, my wife be trying to tell me all the time, you got to stop saying white girl. You got to stop saying white boy, Mexican boy, black boy. I'm like, it's easy. That's what they say when they walk in. And when I walk into Target, the niggas be like, hey, check the black man that just came in. Why can't I say it? I'm just doing the same thing. I be trying to tell my wife, like, yeah, ain't nobody tripping. Jonathan X canceled. Why nobody know her name? Just like Simone Biles' husband, nobody know this white girl's name. She gets to skate free off into the freedom off of something on her arm. She should have put some ice on and would have been done with. So when she was trying to, when he was trying to get his phone back, because he was probably texting Megan Good and whatnot. And if you in the car, if Megan Good text you and you look at your right and you see some basic chick, you're going to be like, hold on, I got to answer this text back because I'm working on the next thing. Like my bad, boo. But anyway, I just don't like how it was all, I don't like the outcome, because Marvel, as soon as the trial came out, Marvel, Disney came out within minutes and was just like, oh yeah, get this nigga up out of here. What? I get old boy, the Flash, Ezra Miller. Go look at what all the shit he was accused of and all that, and how they made sure to push that little weak-ass movie out. It wasn't weak. It was all right. But the Flash wasn't good enough to put out with a canceled actor. That's what I'm going to say. Or somebody with a bunch of allegations. If the Flash was phenomenal, it was the best movie of the year. If you told me Ezra Miller murdered somebody, I would have said, hey, I get why they put it out. But it wasn't that. It just wasn't. So I wasn't happy with the whole Jonathan Majors outcome. Not that he was guilty, but not just the way it was reported on and the repercussions. Everyone saying, I told y'all he did it. I told you. No, you told me he beat her ass. You told me, oh, he tried to keep his hands off of him. You seen him run damn near 8 miles. How much he supposed to keep his hands off her? He ran 8 miles. What's going on? That whole situation got me upset. And it ain't got nothing to do with black, white. Yeah, dude. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. I was riding with my nigga. I ain't gonna lie. I was in there like, come on, bro. I hope you didn't do it. But as soon as, I'm not gonna lie, when I seen the tape of him running, and I seen the beginning of the tape, they have a little commotion. I remember I looked at my wife that day and I told her, I was like, oh, it's a wrap. That's enough. And when you a black man, you put your hands on a white woman, you could be shaking her hand. If she want to say assault, hey, nigga, you better go pick your lawyer out. I'll tell you that. you better go pick them pennies out that piggy bank, because you're going to get locked up for sure. You might not do the time for long, but they are going to arrest you. There will be cops at your house within the next 2 hours. If she says, yeah, when he shook my hand, he scraped me a little bit, and they see this blood, they gonna be, oh, that's fourth degree assault. They gonna come up with some charges. They ain't gave no other nigga in their life to make sure that white woman feel vindicated. And that's just the way it is. I'm sorry. I don't care. Nobody say, Patrice O'Neal say it best. White women's lives are valuable in America. Come on now. But that's all I want to talk about when it comes to Jonathan Majors. I just didn't like it. What else happened this year that was wild? Oh, I'll tell you this. It's wild to me that it's we have an election next year, a presidential election. And for the first time in my voting life, I see that the black vote is kind of polarized. And it's kind of exciting. It's kind of like I like the, oh, all black people vote. Like, it'd be like, oh, oh, every black person voted for Joe Biden except these eight niggas. That's how it used to be. But now it's going to be like, oh, two different sides, which I appreciate. I love when people just think by themselves and do what they're doing. And I'll be honest with you. The first election with Joe Biden and Trump was off the table, off the rip. I'm not saying I'm voting for Trump, but I'm listening now. I'm going to say that. That's all. I'm not saying I'm mega full out, but I'm saying I'm listening to see. Let me, what y'all talking about this time? Because last time I didn't listen, and I was part of the propaganda machine that, not saying Trump is not a bad guy, not trying to say Trump is the best president, not saying, but I didn't listen to anything. So I want to be more informed. And this year, just more about myself, I've really been trying to discover who I am in the best way possible. I've found what they say. Hey, babe, yeah? What's that say when they say something in the road? When there's a stick in the road or something like that? When there's, I don't even know what I'm trying to say. What is it?
Yeah, like you can say that. Fork in the road.
Oh, it's a fork in the road. All right, good. There's a fork in the road, and I don't even know what the fuck I was going to talk about. Then I brought my wife in here. What the hell? That's something else that happened. We've been taking a lot more. I've been participating in a lot more legal activities in California, so my memory ain't been the best lately. The other day, my bro called me and said, hey, I'm going to come drop that sweater off. And I said, what? He said, oh, I told you last night that I was coming through. And I was high as hell when he told me. I didn't know that he was coming. And I had to hurry up, get the house together and shit like that. But I wish I could know what I was about to say, y'all. It ain't no way possible. I'm not one of those YouTubers that, I don't even know why I say YouTubers, but I ain't one of the people that's going to pull this video out and say, oh, what did I say? And then try to pick it up. We're going to take that one as the L. As simple as that. I don't know what that fork in the road. Oh, Trump and Biden. I just kept talking just so I can find my point. I'm just at a point where I want to listen more. I'm an independent voter, and I actually want to listen because there's things that I'm liberal about, and there's other things I'm conservative about. I just think I've removed myself from most of my social constructs that this, I hate to sound like Andrew Tate and all these motherfuckers, but the Matrix has wanted me to think like, and I wanted to think for myself. So I have removed myself from, oh, you're a black man social construct. I have removed myself from, oh, you're just a man social construct. So I'm not like I was talking to my homie, and he's married, and he was bragging about Andrew Tate points. And I said, nigga, why are you listening to Andrew Tate in the first place? Talk about relationships. You picked yours. Like I don't get that. We don't do that in this household. I don't listen to content that's going to make me unhappy. I tell my wife, you better not listen to no bullshit that's going to make you unhappy. You happy right now, right? So why the fuck you listen to the relationship content of fucking podcasts? Huh? Why are we doing that? Is you happy? Okay, then what you need tips for? Why you out here about that shit? Let's focus on us. That's just me, though. But remove myself from a bunch of these social constructs that were blocking perspective in a lot of different scenarios that I could now say that probably my perspective at that time was altered by propaganda in some way. Not saying it's 100%. I'm not one of those people say, oh, it's all fake on the news, everything. I'm not one of those people. I just like news at this point in time in my life where you give me the date, you give me what happened, and you shut the fuck up. I don't want to. If you talking about something and you want to use, oh, white man kills a black man as a trigger point, I don't care about that media no more. You're trying to get people wild up. You're trying to get people provoked so they can stay on your website. They can send it to their friends and let's say, oh, look what the fuck just happened. You see what just happened? Everything is such fucking shock culture right now. And I hate it. That's why, like, Twitter, to me, this ain't got nothing to do with Elon Musk. This ain't got nothing to do with the people on there. Ain't got nothing, but it's crazy now. Twitter is so fucked up, in my algorithm is. So maybe I'm fucked up. Maybe your algorithm is who you are, my nigga. It ain't as simple as that. But it's just, it's It's hard to, like, Twitter. And that's something else that happened, I think, this year. Hey, babe, Elon bought Twitter this year, right?
Yeah.
Elon said, I won't talk about it. So Elon bought Twitter this year. And the experience on Twitter, for me, I always loved Twitter, even before Elon Musk bought it, because there was information and conversation. Now all the conversations is about Elon Musk are just some white-wing or left-wing situation. I'm like, where's the conversation, the fun stuff? Can we talk shit about Queen? What's the new nigga name? Not the King Queen Elizabeth, whatever that nigga name is. Can we just clown him? Let's have fun again. Everything's so fucking serious, and it's on both sides. It's just not men or women. Like, if you follow me on my Instagram at James Jefferson J, I've been doing this video where I take a pair of glasses and I'm wearing them. And I react to a stupid ass video, okay? So I have to find those videos first. So that causes me to look at a lot of comments. That causes me to look at just a lot. And the social media, Instagram has become a miserable place. Men can't celebrate their wives without being calling a simp. Women can't post an update video about how good their booty gains is looking without a bunch of men saying, oh, cover up. And it's just all talking points from podcasts. Which brings me to my next point that I just made up right now. Because I had no points. I just pressed play. Podcasts are ruining society. I feel like they need to either up the price of microphones or they need to get some legal credentials because people are just saying, spewing stupid shit. This guy was on a podcast with a fitness girl, and this girl's explaining, like, oh, this is how I did this. This is how I got my best form. This is how I did this. This is why I did that. And he looked her dead in the eyes and said, he had pink hair and said, you know what? I think women get their best shape by just simply walking all day. I said, you so you want a mannequin? And you ain't gonna have nothing to hold on to. What is you talking about? And then you got podcasts talking about, oh, should you go 50-50? Or should you just let the man pay for it all? Whatever you're doing, keep doing it. Stop letting these podcasts fuck your relationship up. If you cool with going 50-50 as a female, be cool with going 50-50 as a female. There ain't no group decisions. Ain't no group conversations in fucking relationships. There's nothing. You should not bring up what you heard in the podcast to your partner ever about a relationship. Oh, yeah, I just want to let you know that I heard a podcast. And they tell me that women should just be doing all the dishes all the time. And I think that's what we should go by. Nigga, you just learned that. You learned that from another nigga that said it. Them men that's trying to treat you to be alpha males, they know you're beta males and they know you're going to listen. Make your own decisions. A alpha male would do what he got to do to make sure his household runs efficiently. If that means I got to get up and do the fucking dishes, that means I got to get up and do the fucking dishes. That means I got to do the laundry. That means I got to do the laundry. Majority of how my household runs when it comes to the household stuff, my wife probably handles about 90% of it. But I need to step in every now and then because I see that's too much pressure on her or too much harsh. And I do comedy. I do radio. I'm not going to sit up there and act like some of these niggas out here act like it's the hardest thing in the world. I have fun with this. I have more free time than most people. And so I get to be able to do things. So why would I take my mindset to what this other man wants me to think? And same thing with women. Women have podcasts too, and they say a bunch of shit that got women thinking differently and whatnot. It's killing it. But like I said, y'all, I'm recording this probably, let me see what time is it right now. I'm recording this 6 hours before the New Year's, okay? And you guys get this on New Year's Day or January 2nd. I don't know which one yet. So with that being said, I want to have a shot, okay? I got two because I ain't about to take a shot by myself. My wife is here. She's happy for my podcast coming back. So we're going to celebrate with y'all instead of turning the camera off and being like, oh, come do this and whatnot. We're going to do it properly, bring it the new year together, even though we already in it. We're doing it together as if it never happened, okay? So just in your head, just like get you something to drink on, get you to do your thing, and you're going to be all right. Hey, baby! supporting shots right now. We're just going to celebrate. Look at it. There you go. So, there you go. Perfect.
Oh, my goodness, baby.
Perfect. She don't want to show herself because she's been cleaning the house all day and whatnot. Yeah, all right. You got anything you want to say for the new year? Anything you want to say?
Ugh, don't show my nails because they're not done yet.
Oh, see?
I just want to say I love you. Talk to you or to the people.
No, okay, you know what?
Happy New Year.
Yeah, she don't understand how to act. She don't know 30 niggas left.
Let's right get now. A big booty for what 2024.
We, like, what we doing? She like, well, who I talk about? Like, we. I'm,
strong legs.
She don't know. I'm playing all this. I want to say I love you, and I love you guys as well. You guys have made my life. My wife. My audience, I appreciate you. I promise I'm gonna be more consistent with this, with the longer form videos. Some gonna be 20, some gonna be 40, but I didn't want to take a shot by myself, so I'm gonna first cheers my wife.
I love you, baby.
Love you, mama.
So proud of you, what you accomplished this year. Let me not take over your what you got going on.
Yeah, that's exactly what you're doing right now. Okay. Yeah, yeah. So okay. You know damn well you could have said that off the camera.
You're right.
I had a good flow going, and she gonna come in and try to do it again because she fucked up the first time. She wanna come in and try to fix it. All right, and cheers, I love you.
Love you too, baby.
Whoa. Shout out to The Rock. Just finished that Terramana.
Oh. Ooh.
All right, love you, mama.
I love you too, baby.
All right. I just want to say what we're gonna be doing with this. We're gonna be doing more of it. I put too much pressure on myself, trying to honestly copy other people. And I've been doing my thing, and you guys, my audience, has been telling me that what you're doing is perfectly fine. And I'm going to keep doing that. So sometimes I might have an hour episode. If it's a 15-minute episode, if you're listening to audio, I appreciate you. If you're listening to the video, we're going to up our game this year a lot. And just know, I have some big news coming on my, because a lot of you guys don't know, I do radio as well. I have some news coming. And that's going to hopefully... You know, I can't say nothing else. I just be quiet. But I appreciate y'all listening. I love y'all. Remember, this is James Andre Jefferson Jr. Follow me on my socials at James Jefferson J. First episode back, 27 minutes with your dumb ass.